On any given day, people go hungry in up to 600,000 American households. The Department of Agriculture reports that millions more don't have a secure supply of food. Today is National Hunger Awareness Day. NPR's Renee Montagne discussed the problem with two experts.
National Hunger Awareness Day was created just last year by America's Second Harvest, the nation's largest network of hunger relief organizations. The idea was to remind Americans that hunger is still with us. Lynn Parker is the head of child nutrition programs for the Food Research and Action Center. Bill Shore is executive director of Share Our Strength. He says the issue today is more about malnutrition than starvation.
One of the unsung victories of the last 25 years is that there is a place in terms of emergency food assistance for most Americans to go today. The anti-hunger movement and those in it have, over the last 25 years, created a nearly miraculous network, frankly, of emergency food providers. You know, 180-some food banks that supply 65,000 church basements and soup kitchens and so forth. The problem is that's not a very secure way to get your food.
And there is the food stamp program, which is reaching about 19 million people every day, but the benefits are still inadequate. It's only about 80 cents per meal per person per day. And if anybody thinks about what that means in terms of food, it's a pretty small amount of money.
Let's define our terms. These days in the United States, you experts speak about something called food insecurity. Tell me exactly what that is and how that differs, if it does, from hunger or starvation.
Well, it's a good question. Thankfully, we don't have people in America who are really starving the way we often see overseas. But we do have a lot of Americans that are malnourished, and many of them are children. And when we talk about food insecurity, we talk about families who don't have enough food to get to the end of the month.
Recent national figures from the USDA is that 36.2 million Americans live in food insecure households. And of that number, 14 million children. Under what circumstances would a child in America go hungry?
Well, it might be a situation in which a family just doesn't have enough money to buy all the food that they need. We know that when families are living on very low incomes, they skip meals first, they cut back on meals. And we know that mothers, for example, cut back on their meals and they cut back on the food they eat first before they allow their children to do so. So when we have kids who are hungry, we're talking about families who are living on incomes that are so low that they just are having difficulty meeting all the family's needs for food.
40 years ago when the war on poverty began and 70 years ago with the Great Depression, people getting sick and dying were dying from lack of food. I can't imagine anyone predicted that in the year 2003, the biggest food-related health crisis would be too much of the wrong kind of food, that is to say, obesity. How does that relate to what you're doing?
Well, when people have limited resources, sometimes that means buying higher-calorie foods that are low in cost. And we know that there appears to be a relationship between obesity and hunger, particularly for the mothers who are sacrificing for their kids and living a sort of yo-yo life when it comes to food.
You know, although obesity and hunger look like opposite sides of perhaps the same coin, they both point to the same need, which is a need for nutrition education. Families that are struggling, when you're really struggling to figure out where your next meal comes from, you don't necessarily pay a lot of attention to the nutritional content of what you're doing. It may not be high on your priority. It may just not be part of your thought process.
There are, and have been for several generations now, school lunch programs.
Right.
I would have thought this might be, for children, a summer problem.
Well, it certainly is a summer problem because there aren't a lot of summer food program sites around the country for kids to get food. Often schools and Boys and Girls Clubs and YMCAs and so forth, who are programs that could serve kids food during the summer with federal funds, don't know they can do that. And we also know that America's Second Harvest has told us, they're the national food bank organization, that they see an increase in need among in emergency food sites in the summer with families with kids. So we know that it's a problem during the summer months.
And the problem is compounded by the fact that donations to food banks and emergency food assistance programs actually drop dramatically. So at the same time that the need is increasing, you find fewer donations.
Bill Shore is the head of Share Our Strength. Nutritionist Lynn Parker is with the Food Research and Action Center. Today is National Hunger Awareness Day. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News.